Jonathan and Kristen. This is New Year's Day in the Everson house. To start New Year's Day, we had, oh, the last 2 days, about 12 inches of snow to give us a real white New Year's, as opposed to Christmas, which was black this year because we'd had thaw before. We have almost all of the relatives here today, except for Ronnie and his family. They've gone to Minneapolis for New Year's Day instead of here. We've been thinking of you. We had fun listening to your tape the other day. We'd like to pass the tape around now so that each of the people here will have a chance to greet you and tell something about themselves. Gloria, this is Todd. Gloria and Peter, rather. This is Todd. And Todd's been doing something that probably is sort of special to you. Tell me about it, Todd.
Gloria and Peter, and hi, Kristen and Jonathan. I've been going skiing. I've been skiing twice, and now I've made it up to the big ski lift, which is about, how high is it, Mom?
I have no idea, but it's really high.
About 300 feet up.
We were there on Thursday with him and couldn't believe how he could come down those hills. We just couldn't understand how he could have progressed that far in just two times. But he's taking the ski lifts up and coming down, really no problem at all.
Hi, Gloria. This is Elizabeth and Peter and Jonathan and Kristen. This is Elizabeth again, and for Christmas I got a guinea pig, and it's a girl, and it's black, white, pink, and brown. Its ear is brown, and the other one's black. And I had one before in the fall, but it died because it was too cold. And this one, you know, the other one used to bite a little bit. This one's easier because he's not as mean. I hope you come back this summer.
You wouldn't believe what we're using for a recording booth. There's three of us right now in our pantry because everybody's kind of embarrassed about talking by themselves to a little black box like this, and they seem to be a little bit more at ease standing in the pantry with the door shut. Mother's here with me now.
Hello, Gloria. How are you? Sure would be nice to be able to walk into your house and have a cup of coffee with you. And I'm thinking about the days when you and Patty were going to school and you used to come over for supper, and especially about the time when, you were talking, sitting by the table talking, and you were waving a fork, and can't remember if you said, I'll soon have you on my fork or something like that. And I heard your recording, and I enjoyed it very much, and I'd sure like to see that baby, but it was fun hearing him cry, and also listening to what Jonathan had to say. And also Peter. And, Happy New Year to you. And this is all from me now. Thank you.
That was Annie, if you weren't sure as to who it was.
Hi, family over there. This is the Scooglin family. Everybody here is writing something down to say to you, and I guess I'll have to ad lib. Marlene's sitting over there smirking. She's going to have to do this next. Everybody is having a good time, and everybody is sober. I don't know how your family survived the holidays, but everybody here is doing real well. Elsie's sitting there laughing. She's going to have to take her turn at this, too. Everybody's writing something down. Nobody knows what to say, so I'll have to quit, too, because I don't know what to say.
Hi, Gloria. This is Patty. I hope you and your family had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We did. And everything is going fine with my family. I wish that we could really be visiting. I suppose it'll be quite a while before we'll be able to see you. I wish I could see your new addition to your family. Suppose he's getting pretty big now. I'll let somebody else talk now. My mind is a blank. And
hi, Pete. Back again. We're just watching the beginning of the Viking game here. Viking and Dallas is in the semi-playoffs here, and they're just getting ready to start. I suppose you're a rooter for the Eastern team, so I won't bore you with the Viking side. Did you get back to the good old USA over the holidays at all? And if you did, why don't you give us a call?
This is Troy. I just been watching a Denver-Oakland game, and Denver won. We're just sitting down, Brad and I, to watch the Minnesota-Dallas game.
Brad, me and Troy just got done playing one-on-one, and I beat him in basketball 50-14, and that's the truth. We're going to watch Minnesota beat Dallas. Hope you have fun in Norway, Pete, Gloria, Jonathan, and the little one, whatever his name is.
This is Troy. The score was 28-30, and he just barely beat me.
Lying.
I hope you have as much fun with this tape as we have. We've already played it back and forth a few times and have thoroughly enjoyed just listening to ourselves, so I hope you have as much fun.
There we go. Let's see, now I talk. I'm Helen Johnson, Annie's sister, and we were here for dinner today. There were so many people here, and then I'm going with Annie home now for and stay with her for a couple of days, and then on Tuesday we're going to Wilmer, and then I'm going home on Wednesday morning, and the weather is pretty cool here today. But, well, bye then.
This is Brenda Nielsen. I'm Patty Nielsen's daughter. I don't think I know you, but they just told me to talk on here. I really hope I can meet you sometime. And the new addition to your family. Did you have any Merry Christmas, I hope you did. And I wish you a Happy New Year. Well, goodbye.
Hello, Gloria and Peter, Jonathan, and Kristen. This is Todd again. And we're watching the Vikings game. And the Vikings were planning on bringing a refrigerated truck down full of snow. But they said they couldn't bring it. Texas said they couldn't bring it, so now some of the people are bringing suitcases full of snow. Goodbye.
Hello, Gloria, Peter, and Jonathan, and Kristen. We started this tape on New Year's Day 78 at Lee and Barb's. Now it's November 18th, and haven't got any more on it. We hope to finish it so we can send it off to you for Christmas. This morning it's snowing, not heavy, but it's supposed to keep on all weekend. So guess we will have a white Thanksgiving, which we will spend at Marlene's family's. She always has such a delicious turkey dinner with all the trimmings and sets a beautiful table. Ron, Linda, and children leave for Tucson tomorrow morning, so they will spend Thanksgiving Day with Joe, Ed, and girls. We will stay at Ron's while they are gone, so we hope to do a lot of visiting with the old neighbors. The other day, we joined the Sons of Norway Club. A new club is being organized in Litchfield. We will have our first dinner Sunday evening, November 26th. at which time they will elect officers and so forth. Guess they are all chosen. The head man from the Minneapolis office was over here. And guess what? He was born in Stavanger. In fact, he was back there this summer. He didn't really remember Hans Gudesvay, but remembered the small lake and knew exactly where Peter's office is. Got to go now. More later. I'm back again. I had to run down the basement to put more clothes in the washer. I just played the tape back and hardly recognized myself. Sounded so good, I think I'll apply for a job on radio or TV. Still haven't told you who I am. I'm your mother and grandmother. How are you, Jonathan? You should be here now. It's snowing. Your toboggan and snow shovel are still here, and I'm sure Grandpa would help you build a snow house. Maybe next Christmas you will be back in the States, and we can all be together. Joe, Ed, Jennifer, and Lisa want to come too. How is Kristen? Is he waiting for Santa? And how about Loof? I hope he hasn't grew anymore. I thought he was big enough as he was. More later.
Okay. Hello, this is Dad. We joined Sons of Norway, so we may take a trip next summer to Norway. It sure was fun to see how they farm. The boat rides and our trip to Bergen and Oslo. We can take a tour now for about one half of what it cost us last year, so we may see you. Goodbye.
Two games to go. I'm first on Purdue at Michigan. And I just plain think Michigan's going to be too much for Purdue. I could go into more detail, but we don't have the time. So the Wolverines.
I agree.
And finally, I wish you'd try to cut it down. Just say, yeah.
You're the boss. When you say cut it down, I cut it down.
Illinois at Minnesota. What do you think, Bill? This could be a tough one.
Well, it could. It's the last game. We've talked about that. But in all honesty, we think the Gophers are a better football team than Illinois and are looking for them to play an excellent football game today. We pick the Gophers.
All right, I'll agree with you, too. I really think they will win it. We've agreed on everything. Quickly, Southern Cal at UCLA. Who do you like?
Gloria, did you recognize the Minnesota University football band? They are now playing Minnesota and Illinois, and they think Minnesota will win. I sure hope they do. Rhonda and Alexander want to say something. Here's Rhonda.
Say Merry Christmas.
Kristen and Jonathan.
Kristen and Jonathan.
Okay, now Alexander, you say something. Come on. Here's Alexander.
I have a new tractor.
Tell him you're going to Arizona.
We're going to Arizona tomorrow.
You're going to stay up in the mountains. Come on now, say something.
We're going to stay up in the mountains.
I want to say okay. For Thanksgiving.
Okay.
For Thanksgiving.
Can I say something?
That's all we want to play.
Hello, this is Linda. Merry Christmas.
That was Jed.
I want to say something.
Okay,
else.
Now hurry up and say something.
I'm going to press stop.
Come on now, otherwise we got to stop it because it's just going nothing there.
Okay. I guess I'm.
Hi again. I just wanted to tell you that Minnesota won over Illinois on Saturday, 24-6. Also, Minnesota went Republican on Election Day. Our new governor is Al Quie Boschwick for Senator in place of Wendell Anderson, and Dave Durenberger got Humphrey's Senate seat. It's real cold here today, not much snow. Dad and I are staying at Ron's. Had company last night. Played whist. That's all for now. Bye.
Hello, Gloria and Pete. This is Steve, your nephew. I don't know if Grandma's told you or not, but I've gone away to college this year to your old school, Gloria. Big old University of Minnesota. And Grandma wants me to tell you something about the school, but I really don't know what to tell you. Except that the Gophers football team this year are doing quite lousy. So far I've been having classes almost every day. And this is the first time I've been home. It's Thanksgiving. Been away for 2 months. Sort of good to be back home. And sort of nice to see the folks again and Grandpa and Grandma and all that. Grandpa and Grandma came down for a game one day with Mom and Brad, and we sort of told them to go eat at this one place called Mama Rose's over on Riverside. And anyway, we found out about a month later that Mama Rose's, they had a hepatitis epidemic come out of there, and so we're sort of glad that they didn't get to eat there. I don't know, maybe Grandma's told you about this before, but I'll tell you again. Anyway, the school year hasn't been too bad there. It's been sort of interesting leaving home and taking class away from home and living in an apartment with two other guys, three of us all told. We have a good time. We've been having a good time. And that's all I can really say about what we've been doing at college, having fun and going to class and doing our work, I guess. So I really don't know what to say other than that about college. Besides that, all I really want to say is hello to both you and Pete and to Jonathan, too, and your new little one. And I guess that's it, and say goodbye and let somebody else take over. So on.
Hi, this is Friday, day after Thanksgiving. I had planned to have everyone say something at Marlene's in this box, but only God's deed. Today was such a fun day. Barb, Elizabeth, and I spent all day in Wilmer shopping for furniture. Troy, Todd, and Elizabeth are getting some new bedroom furniture. They didn't buy anything, but saw a lot of pretty things. Stores are open tonight, so Barb, Lee, and children are going back to Wilmer to shop some more. All the Christmas things are out. So it's fun to look. Okay, and then you can start talking.
Hello, Gloria. This is Hilder. Paul and I came over to play cards with your mom and dad tonight, but we really had a streak of bad luck. I think we played 3 games and we lost every one, but we'll do better next time. But it was a lot of fun anyway. Hope we can see you when you get back to the States again. Darlene is keeping busy as usual, working part-time, which she still enjoys. And Lori, she just celebrated her 16th birthday last Sunday. And I can't believe it, Sharon has Tom is a freshman in college already. And I'm sure your boys are growing up too fast too, so we better enjoy them while they're little. You have a very Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year. Love you.
Hi, Gloria and family. This is Oliver. Perhaps you probably don't even remember me after 20 years. But me and the children are out here seeing your mother. It has been a great visit. And we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas if this tape gets there in time. So I hope you don't get snowbound there. At least we got a little bit of snow here now at Thanksgiving time. By golly, for sure, we'll cut it short. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year over there. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, now say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, this is Christopher.
This is Christopher. I'm going to see Santa Claus.
Is that all?
Happy New Year.
Good.
Hello again. It's Sunday, November 26th. I went to 8:30 services at church this morning, and it seems strange coming back here after church. Dad and I will go out for dinner. We usually do on Sundays. Leroy has been coming over every day for noon meals, and he has really enjoyed them. I tried to prepare things that he likes. Hilda wanted me to explain about Paul. I can't remember if you ever met him. He stays with Hilda, has for several years. He worked for Gordy Johnson at the elevator for many years, but now he works in Wilmer. It's so sad about Oliver. Carol has been gone all summer, and he doesn't know if she's coming back or not. He tries to take care of the children, says he'll never give them up. They are such cute children. I just can't see how Carol can stay away from them. Minnesota had a bad game again yesterday. They lost to Illinois 48-10. We have heard from Ron and Linda a couple times. We also heard over the news that the White Mountains, where Joanne has her cabin, has had 8 inches of snow. So I don't know how they're going to enjoy that.
Peter and Gloria and Jonathan and Will Kristen, I'd like to play the song for you. It's called Jingle Bells. I get to have a new bedspread, new furniture, and new curtains. And my mom and dad get to have a new waterbed.
Me and Todd are going skiing. I wish you could come, because it'd really be nice out there skiing at Kimball.
Winter, and then we could all go skiing, because my dad and mom would maybe like to go. I don't know. And, we could, if you came up, we could have Christmas together, and then maybe come up the summer again, and then we could have like 4th of July, and I know Joanne and Ed would like to come too. And school is just fine with me. How is it with you, Jonathan? Is school fine with you? And how's little Kristen? And how are you? Well, I'm just fine. And for Christmas. Christmas last year, we got a Telesuck TV that works on our TV, and we can play games on it. And it was really fun. We played it all the time. There was a race car on it that you had to drive a race car, and the cars would come over and try and hit it. But the fastest we got on there is 225. That's how many times we got in a minute. And there's tennis and gun shooting. That's it. We want to get more of these. We want to get some new things too. I don't know. I would like to get some shampoo that I like. I don't know. And I'd like to get a Norwegian boy for my Christmas. I don't know. And I'd like to have Grandma and Grandpa come over. Oh, and did I mention that Grandpa and Grandma, I went over to stay overnight at Ronnie and Linda's one night over at Grandpa and Grandma's. Yeah, we had fun. We stayed up because Grandma wanted to watch the 10 o'clock news, and Grandpa fell asleep on the couch. And then we went to bed, and the next day we went out shopping for furniture, and then that night we went back and we bought some furniture from my room. They haven't come with it yet, but we hope it comes pretty soon. And just say goodbye pretty soon, because I have to go to bed. Before I say goodbye, I'd like to say, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye. Happy New Year.
Hi there, this is Todd. And I'm just sitting down, laying down here in my bed, when I just got brand new sheets for a little Christmas present. And, we haven't got much snow here. It's just snowing tonight, and it's drifting. And, we really got a lot of snow like we did a lot of other years. But, we got enough up at Kimball where I go skiing. And, we're going to be going skiing on next Thursday. And I've got a lot of kids going for my class, so it should be pretty fun. I kind of like skiing because, I like winter and I like the cold weather. I like snow. I like being with my friends. I like just, doing something with a lot of people around. I'm trying to get Mom or Dad to go with me skiing. They're pretty scared. They're kind of scared of going downhill so fast. Marlene's been cross-country skiing, but I haven't talked her into going downhill skiing with me. Maybe in the future I'll get her to go downhill skiing with me. Well, I wish you could come. I hope you can come this summer around the 4th of July so we could be together like in 1976, which was 2 years ago. I haven't seen you since then. And I bet you, I think Jonathan's grown a lot. I'd like to see him go skiing with me someday. And you too. Maybe even Kristen can come. I better sign off here because I gotta go to bed. So, till next time I talk on here, this is goodbye. Bye.
Oh, yeah, there it goes. You know, I was recording and nothing was happening. This is your brother Leroy from Atwater, Minnesota, in the middle of winter. It's 92 below. Oh, no, it ain't quite that bad. It was only 8 below this morning, but it felt like 92. Yeah, that's the way it goes. We just come home from the basketball game. Troy played a tremendous game sitting on the bench, but he's still the best ball player there. And we're having nice winter, beautiful weather.
I'm going to tell her that was a Grove City game.
Oh, yeah, they played Grove City. Yeah, Atwater won by 29 points. B squad won by 18. Got a great bunch of athletes, a lot of them like me. You know, not a bit conceited.
Great.
Yeah, well, Gloria, this is about all I'm going to say because I don't really have much to say when considering I'm pretty near 50. What's that little guy there's named?
Kristen.
No, the other guy.
Jonathan.
Jonathan, yeah. Jonathan, have you been a good boy? Because you better be good in Norway, or they won't let you come back to the States. No, and we're kind of waiting for you to come and visit us and play our records. Yeah, that'd be kind of nice of you. Why, sure.
I've got the Winnie the Pooh record all ready for you.
You better say something, Barbie.
I will.
That'll be all for me, because Barb said she's going to talk to you guys later. Okay, goodbye.
This is Todd.
This is Todd again, and I'm just sitting down here to watch TV. And we
Just hoping for a blizzard here so we can get some snow around here. We haven't had much snow lately. Just today we just had a few flurries, but the wind was really bad. We haven't had too many accidents around here from the cold and the ice and everything, but we have had one car off the ditch, and on last Friday, it was because it was so icy out, but that's because snow was melting and that. But every time we get some snow, it starts to melt. We haven't had much drifting, just a little snow, an inch every once in a while, and then it melts off, and then we get another inch, and it melts off. And it's, you know, it hasn't been real cold, but today it's pretty cold. For a while now, this week, it's been holding its own, trying to stay down there below zero, and it's been doing pretty good this week. Well, I see Mom wants to talk, so I better stop now. Bye.
In my classroom, the turkeys have gone home. The pilgrims of Indians and Indians have been sent with the children. Santa Claus is up. All the red and green things are. The Advent calendar is started. So I do feel like it's beginning to be Christmas. And to all of you in Norway, to Gloria and Peter, Kristen and Jonathan, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. This is Barb talking to you. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my year. This summer we started following Troy's baseball team, which kept us really very busy. It took me nearly all summer just to get my house cleaning done because I did the house cleaning between Troy's ball games. We followed his team all the way to the state, which was extremely exciting. And they did lose in the first game once they got that far, but it was really fun. This fall, I started teaching second grade. I have a position that's a maternity leave, which could turn out to be a full-time position or who knows what. But I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. I have second grade, and I really love the kids at that age level. They're enthusiastic. They love what they're doing, are willing to do anything that you want to do, and we just have a great time together. There are days, of course, the other kind too, but then that's true in any position. Has started with basketball for the winter months, so it gets pretty late at night and before we are home. But this is the age that we're in now. We follow the sports that our kids are involved in. Todd will start skiing now the first part of December, which means late night pickups right in the 11:30 area, which we don't particularly like, but Todd loves skiing, so we do it. This is Saturday, and Elizabeth is still waiting for her furniture to come. As you probably have sensed, Christmas presents this year follow the needs of the house a little bit. We've been waiting, well, for 4 years now to do some of the furnishing within the house, and are finally going to do something about the bedroom areas. Everyone is getting the drapes, the bedspreads, the furniture that they need for those particular rooms. And it's really very exciting. Lee and I are going to Wilmer today. We're thinking about a waterbed for our present and are quite excited. Since last Christmas, we have given up our double bed to Elizabeth, which is really in pretty sad shape anyway, and have moved down to what used to be the boys' bedroom and have taken their twin beds, pushed them together, and are sleeping on, for a year now, have been sleeping on lumpy mattresses, and I think wires that are sticking through too, because some of the positions are pretty uncomfortable. And we've just about had it, so that today we're going in to look for that waterbed and hope to be much more comfortable within this next year. The boys aren't quite as interested in what they're going to get in their bedroom. They will still get drapes and bedspreads, but In some ways, they could care less. They'll enjoy it, but not quite as much as Elizabeth. Troy is asking for plywood. He wants to cover the barn floor right around the basket area, so it's nicer for dribbling and shooting baskets and so on. So the presents, as we get a little older, get a little bit more unusual. We leave the toys behind and go on to some other needs. My own family is in good shape. My mother is well and very, very active, very busy person. Patty has started a new job. She's working at the hospital now. It is classified as part-time, but it's nearly full-time. And they say her chances of having full-time very soon is very, very good. So she's really excited about this. Wonder I'll close down in Wilmer this fall. And she's been looking for a job since then. She started a few weeks ago and is just really enjoying what she's doing. She still is training and will be for, I think, another 2 weeks. But we're just really happy that she's getting into something that she likes a little bit better than her work at Wonderall. She's a grandmother again and again. Her daughter Natalie had a baby girl about the middle of November, and Kelly had a little boy the end of October. And the babies are direct opposites. One is blonde and very fair. The little boy is blonde and fair. And the girl is quite dark. The boy they named Dustin, and they're going to call him Dusty. The little girl is Jennifer, another Jennifer in the family. And they're really cute. Patty's oldest girl, Kim, is in Arizona, I think, by now. She's going to be, she has a job on one of the construction crews out there on the highway. She's going to be a flag person, I suppose we'd call her. And we're rather anxious to hear from her now that around Christmas time. She hasn't been gone too long, but been kind of traveling, so we haven't heard too much from her.
This is on the northern snow. Sprawls indolently at ease in thick white dust of El Camino del Norte, Old Mexico. This is the hour of siesta. The road belongs to the dust devils and the little brown lizards. Lying here in the shade of a pepper tree, a man can drowse and dream the strangest stories ever dreamed. Or may that bee with stuffed
buzzards?
Or is it a hornet? Oh, no, it's only a small boy berating a disreputable-looking donkey.
A donkey? A donkey, you call yourself, the stupid boy. A fine animal with a stout leg on each corner. A handsome tail to show off the flies. And two beautiful ears to point the way you are going. And what do you do with these wonderful things the good God has given you? Nothing at all.
Pablo?
Yeah, disgrace to all the donkeys of Mexico.
Hey, Pablo.
Si? Oh, buenos dias, senor.
Look, it's much too hot for all that commotion.
But this donkey...
What's the matter with him? What's he done?
He has done nothing, but nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing is all he ever wants to do.
Wise animal.
Here it is, but 2 days before Christmas. When a load of wood could be sold in the village to buy gifts and a candle. But does he care? No.
Well, there's no use getting upset about it. A donkey's a donkey. They're all alike.
See, I'm grateful and stubborn.
Oh, no. Oh, you're wrong there, Pablo.
Yes, but...
I know. Sure, everybody says they are. They beat them, curse them, and call them stupid. The trouble is, they don't know the truth about little donkey.
No? And what is the truth?
No, it's not stubbornness at all, no, sir. Why, it's pride that makes donkeys so, well, kind of aloof.
Aloof?
That's right. Sun, rain, good luck, bad luck, what does it matter? Their pride is a shield against anything that man or the elements can do to them.
I don't see what a donkey has to be proud of.
Oh, he has, yes, indeed. You see, a long, long time ago, a great honor came to one of them. An honor so great that it lifted him and all of the donkeys to a place that you or I or all the world might envy.
I do not envy this donkey.
But you should. You know why?
Why?
Because of all animals and of all men, he's already fulfilled his destiny.
What is destiny?
The reason for people being born or things created. Come on, bring your donkey over here in the shade. I'll tell you about it.
Si, senor. Come on, Cupido.
Hey. Hey, listen, Papa, did you hear that? Only a donkey can make that sound with his hoofs on the stones of the road. Come on, lead him over here. Listen to it. You see, Pablo, once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a small donkey. He was 14 unhappy years old, and he'd worked hard and long for at least 14 masters.
He was a valuable animal, senor?
Oh, no. It wasn't much to look at. He was battered and scarred. His tail was like a piece of rope unraveled down at the end. And one of his ears stood straight up like a cactus plant. The other one hung down like a wilted cabbage leaf. And on top of that, his off hind leg had a limp.
What was his name?
Oh, they just called him the Small One.
Small One?
That's right. His latest master was a woodcutter, who also owned four younger, and therefore stronger donkeys.
Was the woodcutter kind to him?
His son was. It was this boy who took care of Small One, made sure there was dry straw for his bed, and that the loads of wood weren't too heavy for Small One's back.
I guess the boy and the old donkey were what we call amigos.
Right. Close amigos. Well, one morning the woodcutter called his son to him, and he said,
Son?
Yes, Father?
Son, I want you to take this donkey, the one you call Small One, to a shop just inside the town gates. They'll give you a piece of silver in exchange for the animal.
You don't mean you're going to sell Small One?
He can no longer do his share of the work.
Yes, but
even when carrying half the load of other donkeys, his worn-out legs tremble and his sides heave like a bellows.
But he'll be strong as the other soon. Just give him but a few
minutes. That old donkey is of no use. One day he'll drop dead on us up in the hills, a total loss.
Yes, but he's mine.
The shop you will take him to is the second on the left as you pass through the town gate.
But the second shop is the tailor's.
His hide may be old, but it'll make good leather.
But you can't do that to him. He's worked so hard. He's been so faithful.
Come now. No crying over a miserable old donkey. Hurry now. Be off with you. Yes, and take good care not to lose that piece of silver on the way home.
Well, Pablo, that small boy and his small donkey made a pretty sorrowful picture as they traveled along the road to town. People along the way wondered why the boy was crying. You see, they couldn't know that the Small One's hoofs on the road were beating out the words, going to the tanners. Going to the tanners.
That was very bad.
Yes, it was. Well, it was early afternoon when the small boy and his small donkey went through the town gate. It was market day. All at once, the boy remembered there was a horse market in the square. Why, he could sell Small One to some new and kind master. The little donkey wouldn't be killed, and yet his father would still have the piece of silver. So holding tight to Small One's rope, and with his face streaked with dust and tears, the boy hurried to the horse market.
Sound of winds, who'll make it 65? Look at that proud head, see that flowing mane. Do I hear 65?
Excuse me, sir, would you like to buy a fine donkey?
What is it you want, boy?
This donkey, he's for sale. Price is very cheap, only one piece of silver.
That bag of bones? Go on, go away, or I'll take a stick to both your backs. The bid is 70. Do I hear more? 70 once, 70 twice, sold for 70 pieces of silver. A fine bargain, my friend. Now, who has the next animal? Step up, please.
Please, sir, would you try and kill a small donkey?
Go away, boy.
He's a very fine animal. Not nearly as old as he looks.
I told you to go away.
He's terribly strong, and he eats very little.
This is a horse market. We've no time to waste on donkeys.
But a small donkey would take such a small time.
All right, my boy, if you insist. My friends, a great bargain I have to offer you. The proud owner terms it a donkey. But being truthful, I would call it an animated pile of shaking bones.
No, he isn't. He's strong.
Observe how the mouths have been at the hide. And the tail, is it a tail? I think it's the stub of a broom worn out from sweeping the courtyard.
Don't say those things about him.
Yes, a true museum piece, my friends. Moldy with age and loose in the joints.
He's not like that at all.
Ah, but we mustn't laugh, my friends, because its owner assures me that this animal is fine enough to share a stall with the king's horse.
You can't make fun of him like that. He's a fine donkey, and he does belong in a king's stable. Yes, maybe someday that's where he'll be.
All right, boy. Take the donkey and move along. We've got business to attend to. And now, my friends, that we've had our fun and disposed of the king's donkey, I have another friend.
Well, the little boy and the little donkey left the marketplace, Pablo. The afternoon was slipping by. The long shadows on the street told him that before long he'd have to start for home. And when he got there, he must turn the piece of silver to give to his father. He tried stopping people along the street. He went from door to door, but no one in all the town seemed to want to buy a small, tired donkey. The sun was going down when he got back to the town gates. His hot tears fell on the small one's back. And the little donkey's head drooped so low that his limp ear almost touched the ground. And then, just as the boy was leading small one up the path to the tanner's door, a voice spoke to him.
My son?
Yes, sir?
I have a great favor to ask you. Are you the owner of this small donkey?
Oh, yes, sir.
I have a long journey to make. My wife is not well. I have great need of a strong and gentle animal to carry her safely.
Well, Smaller is very strong and very trustworthy.
I can see that. Would you sell him to me?
Oh, yes, sir. And the price is only one piece of silver.
One piece of silver?
Is that too much?
No. A very reasonable price for such a beautiful animal.
Well, I guess he's not really beautiful, but he's good.
Yes, I believe you. And I'll be kind to him, I promise you. Here's your piece of silver. Come, small one.
Do you mind if I come as far as the town gate? You see, small one and I...
Not at all. You'll want to say goodbye to him, of course. You can do that while I see my wife safely on his back. Here we are. Easy now, small one.
Goodbye, small one. It isn't forever, you know. When I grow up and earn many pieces of silver, I'll buy you back. Won't that be wonderful, small one?
All right, my son. We're ready to go.
Wait, traveler.
Yes, soldier.
I must make out the record before you can pass through the town gates. Who are you?
My name is Joseph.
And your wife?
They call her Mary.
Your destination?
Bethlehem.
Fast, traveler.
Come, small one.
Goodbye, small one. Be very gentle and sure of foot. And carry your safe to Bethlehem.
And so Pablo the small one passed through the town gates and plodded the many weary miles to Bethlehem. There in a stable, which became a king's stable, he saw a king born. A king of men, of centuries, of life, of death. Yes, and the small one's tired old eyes saw the shepherds and wise men who came to pay homage to his small master. And he heard the voices of angels rejoicing. The notes they sang were the very same ones his own hoofs had rung out on the stones of the road. Then it came to pass that all those who had laughed at his ragged coat and his limping gait and his drooping ear. They all ended the small one, but he had become a part of a great miracle. Oh, this was a long, long time ago, Pablo, but you know, even today, all small donkeys, they stand and dream. Especially at Christmas time. Dream of the small one. The small one of Bethlehem.
Hello, this is Troy. It's the 2nd of December, and I was told I was supposed to tell you about this summer and sports stuff that's been going on. This summer, our baseball team, the Babe Ruth, well, we had a pretty good season. We lost only one game during the season, and we went to the district playoffs, and we won the district, and we went to state. It was double elimination to state. We lost our first game by one run. And then the second game, we got beat by Fridley 7-1. And our Legion team from Atwater, they went to state too. And they got beat by New Ulm, Minnesota, in the first game 3-2 in 9 innings. And the regular Legion games only go 7. And then New Ulm went on. They went in on and won the region. They went, and then they played in the World Series and got beat out in 2 games. This fall, our football team went unbeaten. They went into the state playoffs. The first game, they played Gaylord. And Gaylord was rated number 1 by the Associated Press in Minnesota in Class B schools. And Atwater beat them 17-6. And then they played Barnesville the next game and got beat. And now basketball started, and I'm playing basketball. B squad, our first game, we beat Grove City 40-22, and A squad won 70-41. And then the second game was on Thursday night, last day of November, on the 30th. B squad got beat by Bird Island 41-39, and A squad got beat 63-55. On Monday night, be the 4th, 9th grade have a game against New London, and I get to play quite a bit. I ain't got to play yet in B squad, but I think I will later on. I hope you come over next summer. Like, see ya. Bye.
Hi, Pete and Gloria, this is Brad. Just got in from ice fishing, and I didn't get anything. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hope you have a nice Christmas, Pete, Gloria, Jonathan, and Kristen. Now what the...
December 5th, about 9 a.m. in the morning on a bright sunny day. The sun is shining off the white snow on the lake. I'm sitting in the kitchen thinking I wish I was in Norway looking at more snow, I suppose. Hope you guys are going to have a nice Christmas. Wish we could all be over there and see you, but I don't know if things will work out that way or not. I can imagine when you guys play this tape, you'll wonder what it all is. It's been put together over a period of about a year of everybody talking in little bits and pieces. By the time you get through listening to it, you'll probably wonder what kind of a tribe you're related to. Anyhow, we all miss you over here, and we'd like to see you again. I hope you can make it home this summer, both of you and the kids, for a little vacation of some kind. Stop in and see us for a while, and we'll take you fishing and swimming. And if you make it in the wintertime, we'll take you out in the fish house, Pete, and get your feet wet out there. Marlene, she went to town to the dentist, and Brad's in school, so I'm sitting here all alone trying to think of something to say. Your mother, I guess, Gloria, is going to pick this up after a while and mail it to you. I don't know if it'll get there or not, but I hope it does. So we'll say goodbye and hope you guys have a real nice Christmas. And we'll all be thinking of you while we're sitting around the Christmas tree. Bye now.
Well, Peter, now I'm going to sing you a song.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. truck out on a four lane, mile or more away, whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding all your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's a light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. It's good to be back home. Sometimes this old farm feels like a lost friend. Yes, hey, it's good to be back once again. All the time that I can lay this tired old body down, feel your fingers as a song. Just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper on the stove. The light in your eyes makes me warm.
Grandpa, he's been taking voice lessons for the past year.
Okay, you can start talking into that thing there.
Greetings and a Merry Christmas from the Danielsons and the Manana store. Jonathan, we have goodies for you when you come to Minnesota. We're also anxious to get acquainted with Kristen. Grandma and Grandpa Everson are getting younger every day.
You see? Ain't that all? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, this is December 8th. It sure takes a lot to fill this tape.
It's 16 below, and don't you suppose we have furnace trouble again? It went out during the night. Dad did get it started, and we are waiting to see what will happen. It's Saturday, so we will have to call a serviceman early. Otherwise, we'll be without heat the weekend. I have the house all cleaned and decorated for Christmas. We have a tree for the first time in about 10 years. I bought some beautiful decorations when we were to Minneapolis a month ago. Also made quite a few, so the tree really looks pretty. Last fall, I bought a ceramic Christmas tree. It has about 30 small bulbs, so we really have a Christmas glow. I haven't made any cookies yet. Next week is time enough. I always make too many, and later years ended up throwing them out. So this year I decided on 2 batches of my favorite kind. Jonathan, I wish you were here to help me decorate them. You would love it. Maybe your mother lets you help her. Jonathan, we have a little bird in the house. Listen to it chirp. Not a real bird. It's one of those birds you plug in an electric socket. But it would sing all day if we let it. Did Peter make a trip to New York? Dad's birthday present came yesterday. I suppose you're all very busy getting ready for Christmas. Are you in a school program, Jonathan? And how about a Sunday school program? Well, all of us here wish Gloria, Peter, Jonathan, Kristen a very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And perhaps we will see you next summer.
Start talking. I want to thank you for the Norwegian calendar and also wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ronnie, children, and Linda really had a nice time in Arizona, but I guess the funniest part of all was when they went swimming in Joanne's pool. It was 45 degrees outside, and they had the pool heated to about 100 degrees, and here comes Ed, dressed in a big heavy jacket, cap on his head, scarf around his neck, boots on, and swimming trunks. And he has to take all those clothes off before he can jump in a pool. Linda and Ronnie sure thought that was funny. Our new car has not arrived yet. We also made some changes on it. It's a Granada two-door, and it's about the same color as our other car. Maybe Santa will bring it to us for Christmas. Brad wants our old car, and he's waiting too, because